Hi,
Hello?
sir. Is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. Mark Ashton, please?
Hi, speaking.
Hi, Mark. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today, darling, from MMA Legal. We're calling today regarding the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for your time in care.
Hi. Well, they want to see a back mark, something about a bike statement or something like that.
No, so basically, have you already had a conversation with another colleague? It doesn't have to be a bank statement. Was it for proof of address?
I'm not really that sure. What it was, they said that they wanted something to do, something to do with a bank statement.
Who was it that asked that? We've not asked for that. We wouldn't ask for your bank statement at all.
I don't know who it was. Somebody.
So basically, we're here to start the claim process today. If you've not started the claim process with the other company because they wanted your bank statement, then you've done the best thing by not sending that to them, because you don't send over your bank statements, okay? Now, I would just need to speak with you today and make sure we've got your correct information on the file, and we can go ahead and get the process started for you. Is that okay with you, Mr. Ashton?
Perfect.
So I just need to make sure I've got your details on file correctly. And like I said earlier, you have done the best thing. You don't give your bank details out to anyone, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we've got your name on the system here, and we have that name down as Mark Ashton. Is that correct, Mark?
Uh-huh.
And we've got an email address on the file here for you as markrobertashton7@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Another email address. I don't know the password for that email address. I've got another
email. What email is it that you can use?
It's markashton 54321@gmail.com.
markashton54321@gmail.com. Perfect. And what's your date of birth there, darling?
The 2nd of July, 1970.
2nd of 7th, 1970. And have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, sir?
No, not a terminal illness, no.
Perfect. What's your current postcode for me when you're living at the moment, darling?
KE129 Hotel Delta.
Let me just have a look on the file for you, just to make sure I've got the correct address for you. Now, what I want to let you know as well is it's not the case where we're going to hope that you're going to be refunded. You will be getting back some money. Once we locate your files, which we will have access to do so, we will then go ahead and give you the value of your claim. Now, did you say that your postcode is T for Tango, A for Apple, 12?
No.
Nine Hotel. Is it Dixon Drive you live at? What number door is it, darling?
It's 114.
114, perfect, thank you for that. Let me get that changed on the system there for you to make sure we have got the correct address for your check. Now, could I also ask you, are you known by any nicknames at all? Does anyone know you by any other names?
No.
No problem. And could I ask you, do you remember what your parents was called, mum's name or dad's name?
My mum's name is Catherine Ashton.
Did you say that was Kathleen, mum's name?
Catherine Ashton, and my dad's name is Robert Ashton.
And it's no problem. And that's the same surname as yourself, Robert Ashton, yeah? And where is it that you was grown? What area was you living in before you were sent into care? Was it Glasgow? Was it Edinburgh?
Glasgow.
And was it Glasgow Social Services that probably put you into care?
Yeah.
No problem. Did you have any siblings growing up, or was it just you?
I had a brother.
What's your brother called?
He's dead. His name is Ian.
Ian. No problem.
Aidan. Capital A, A-R-O-N, double A-R-O-N.
Aaron. Yeah, perfect. Aaron, and he is Aaron Ashton, and he's passed away now, unfortunately.
Yes.
No problem there. How old was you when you was first placed into care, darling?
I was about 12 or 13, I think.
12, 13 years old, not a problem. And why was you placed into care? Was that due to behaviour issues? Was it due to your parents?
I think it was due to my parents and my behaviour. I'm not sure.
Not sure. Parents, not an issue there. Now, most importantly, what I need to ask from you at this moment in time, whilst this claim is ongoing at this moment, is there anybody that you would be happy to receive the payment on your behalf? So, do you have any children or any part? Do you have a girlfriend or a wife or any children?
My daughter.
What's your daughter's name, darling?
Lorna Ashton.
Lorna Ashton. And do you know her mobile number?
I guess it.
Take your time, don't worry.
It's 07827.
Yep.
5414311.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that, darling. Now, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get your case submitted for you right away. And what I will also do for you, darling, is I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp. Now, that way, you've got direct contact with me there. And if you want to track your claim at any time, all you need to do is pop me a message over and I can let you know where your case is up to. So that way, you're not confused on who's dealing with your stuff. You know exactly who's dealing with it. And therefore, if you have any questions, you just need to go on WhatsApp, darling, okay?
Okay.
Now, can I ask you, at the age of 12, 13, what was the very first care home that you was placed in? Do you remember the name of that?
It was Michael.
Sorry?
Kirk Michael.
And was that a care home?
Aye.
And what area was that in, darling?
Aye, Maple. It was called Kirk Michael.
Is that Kirk? So K-I-R-K?
Kirk Michael.
And then Michael.
Yeah, I think it's one word, Kirk Michael.
No problem. And what area was this in?
Maybole in Scotland.
Could you spell the area for me?
Maybole, M-A-Y-B-O-L-E, Maybole. I don't know how you spell it, Maybole, M-A-Y.
Maybole, perfect, thank you for that. In Maybole, Scotland. And how long would you say that you was in Kirk Michael for, roughly?
Maybe 2 years or something like that.
2 years, so around the age 14, 15, you was placed elsewhere.
Yeah, something like that,
No problem. Where else did you go after Kirk Michael, darling?
I went to a place called Thornton.
Thornton?
Yeah. Which
and what
is, it's in a place called Cross House.
Cross House?
Yeah, which is in North Ayrshire.
North Ayrshire?
Uh-huh.
And how long would you say you was here for, darling?
For about a year.
1 year, no problem. And then at the age of, so around the age of 16 years of age, where was you then placed?
I was placed in a place called Carelaw.
Carelaw, heard of that. And what area was that in?
That was in Stevenson.
In Stevenson?
Yeah.
And how long was you here for, darling?
About a year, I think.
For a year, so around year, so 17. And then...
I left there when I was just before I hit 16, so I don't know, I must have been in any somewhere less than what I thought I was, but...
No problem. So you left Carelaw at 16?
Yeah, I left there on the 31st of May, 1986. Yeah.
No problem. You turned 16, so that would be 13 and 14. Not a problem. That's not an issue there whatsoever.
Mm. Well, About 4 weeks before my 16th birthday, I left the care home. So.
Bless you. So let me get in here for you. So I'm just going to take a brief statement. So I'm just going to get here that client was taken away from family and placed in the care of. So you was first placed in Kirkmichael Care Home at the age of potentially 12, 13 years old. In maybe Mabel, Scotland, at the age of 12, 13 years old.
I can't remember.
Don't worry, this is just a brief time frame, so we can go from there. Do not worry, that's not an issue whatsoever. Do not worry at all. You're giving me enough information, that's perfectly fine. Can I ask you, your Kirkmichael memories, what was they?
You just get beaten up by the staff. Let
me get that down here for you. He was... And of course, you're going to feel scared and emotional when you first arrived here, as you miss your family as well, as he missed his family and was separated. Do you remember any staff members here at all?
The guy's name was, I think it was Mr. Rich, I think it was, or Mr. Richardson or something like that, I think his name was,
Along those lines, and he would be physical towards me.
I said, somebody at my, somebody at the door for me, can you get contact me, like, another time, maybe tomorrow or something, can try and finish this off?
Yeah, that's not a problem, because all it would take is 5 minutes and I can get it sent off for you, I will need to have your time. I'm in the office today till 6 o'clock. Would you have 10 minutes this evening?
I can't do it today, so
no problem. When would it be for you tomorrow?
Just the same time tomorrow, roughly, would be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, can give you a call at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect. I'll give you a call back tomorrow, darling. All they need to do is finish that statement just so you can basically paste that, and then I can go ahead and get it submitted off for you right away, darling. Okay?
Right, okay. Right, thank you.
No problem, darling. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.